What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, intern Rich here. Got this weird on-again, off-again relationship with his dad, mm-hmm. and he's had it for years now, right?
Yeah, it's been... He hasn't lived in the States since 96.
It's a military dude, yeah?
Yeah.
And you guys have just never been close. He's just kind of a military dad, right? He's just sort of... Just kind of coldish, hardish, just standoffish.
Yeah, I mean, he's typical. I mean, to me, it's typical military dad. You know, wakes up 5:30 in the morning, goes to PT. We used to wake me up. So it's always been kind of abrupt. You know, what's the weather, son? Come do this. He's just very military. And it's kind of always been that way for me. So.
And when did you guys have like this last falling out to where you aren't talking to each other at all?
Well, it's kind of so confusing. I really can't tell you if there's a falling out. Basically, it's just been he's been on and off my whole life. And he's been out overseas since 96. And
hold on one of those mics is all jacked up. Is it yours or is it
his? It might be this one. I can just take
or
it.
Or is it? Yeah, do that. Okay, try that.
Okay.
Nope.
It's your headphones?
Can yep.
you turn them down?
Hey, you haven't been doing this long enough to have those headphones up as much as I
know.
Have.
I mean, that's like Burt Decibel.
You there?
Yeah.
Good? Yeah, that's better. All right, we good? We're good. No whistle. Okay. So
not really like a falling out?
No, there's never a falling out. He was overseas. My parents split up. He got remarried. And I think it was just kind of the whole living overseas and him being remarried. And I don't know if it had to do with the wife. It's kind of a lot of unanswered questions. So I really can't say there was a falling out. He just one day he was dad and the next he wasn't. It's one of the things when my sister and I get together, we're always like, what happened?
So, he just goes away.
Yeah, he was overseas in Saudi Arabia back in the mid-90s, and that's what kind of started it. We were used to him being here for a month, gone for a year, back and forth. But then one day, it was just kind of like, didn't show up. My sister got married. He didn't come to the wedding. He was with the other woman, and it just kind of all of a sudden went from being on and off to never again. And so then after that, it's been like every once, 3 or 4 years, I'll get a random phone call or a hey, how's it going? Or a package. I mean, he's a weird man. Like, he'll send me, I won't talk to a guy for 5 years, and then I'll receive a Christmas gift like 4 years later with no letter, nothing written on it. And it's always the most random gift that makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, it's kind of become a tradition.
Because he doesn't know you.
Yeah, we laugh about what we get sent. So,
do you think
it's
even from him, or do you think it's from whoever he's dating at the time?
Well, this year, apparently the woman he's with now, I think, is, I like her, because it seems like she's really grabbed him, you know, I won't mention, and just straightened him out. Because it started off this past about a year ago when I started here, actually, where I all of a sudden I got a couple emails and I got a birthday card or a Christmas card. I can't remember last year. And it was basically saying, you know, Merry Christmas, but not in his handwriting. I know my father's handwriting. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, this woman is, you know, putting out the why aren't you talking to your kids? So she seems like she's really a good woman. And so all of a sudden we started getting a few emails here and there earlier in the year. And that was it. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, got a phone call on Christmas or the day before Christmas, and I actually received a package in the mail. Again, Christmas gift, no letter or anything. I called my sister, hey, did you get a Christmas gift from dad? And she's like, yeah, no letter, no, this is from your father. The only reason I knew who it was from was because it was a fleece from Land's End, and they type in to, you know, Rich from, and it says Lee, my dad's name. So the only reason I knew it was from him, because it was from Land's End corporate, so it wasn't even his address. So I'm like, who sent me this sweatshirt? So he's just a really strange guy.
So no...
No, like, how's it going? How have you been? It's just, you know...
Is there a phone number you can, like, reach him at or talk to him or an email address?
Well, I have a... Well, like I said, we had email, so I went email a few times back and forth, but I just kind of... It's been so long that I don't really, you know... I try, because he's still my dad, and I feel, like you said before, it's my obligation to still keep him in my life, and it's my job one day if I have kids, I want them to at least... My wife has never met him. She talked to him once three or four years ago when we were in Boston. That's where she's from, and got a random phone call 4 Christmases ago, and I was like, you're going to talk to my wife so I can at least say that she's heard your voice and that you do exist and I'm not crazy. So this year...
And how long have you been married?
It's 3 years. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I've been with her for 6.5.
So 6.5, and she's talked to your dad once on the phone.
Well, now twice.
Okay.
What happened was he actually called, And I have to travel every Christmas, so it's real hard. At first, I'm here. It used to be I was in LA, and then I'd come to Atlanta, and then I'd come to Massachusetts. So traveling is part of the holidays. But this year, I just went to Massachusetts, and we missed each other. So I was like, oh, my God. I actually had the phone in my hand, and it was a restricted number. I was like, I'm not answering that. They'll leave a message. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was him, and I don't have international on my phone because he actually lives in England when he's not in Afghanistan, because he still works for the military, even though he retired last year. So I couldn't call him back. So I was like, oh, my God, it was probably my one chance in the next 6 years to say hi to him and see what's going on. Called the second time. I couldn't believe it. I missed that phone call. I was like, oh, I'm definitely never speaking to him again. He actually called a third time. Wow. So he actually called me three times in the week. That's more than he's called in the past 10 years of my life, probably. So he's actually trying to reach out, and it was just once I finally got a hold of him, I was like, okay, now what do I do?
Well, and I also wonder if he's now, I know he's still working for the military, but being retired, that probably is less responsibility on him and, you know, traveling with the military. So I wonder if he has more opportunity when it comes to him to call, that it'll happen more frequently. Well,
how was the initial conversation? Was it just awkward?
Well, it's so funny. It's like, first thing, it's like, so how's the weather over there? It's that typical weather conversation, and I'm sitting here kind of like, I know my wife's upstairs. She was getting ready. We were about to go out for her grandpa's 90th birthday because he just had his birthday on the same week. So everyone was getting ready to go out, and I was like looking around the hallway. I was like, what do I do? What do I say? I'm not a very nervous person. I'll go do anything at any time. The one thing that makes me get a little butterfly in my stomach is like, what the heck am I going to say to this guy?
Right. And my dad does the same thing. When there's no commonality, the weather always comes up.
Oh, yeah. You're serious?
That's so – well, it's just always awkward. And the one thing he can always fall back on is weather. And for whatever reason, my dad goes to gas prices also.
What's the going rate over there in hot Atlanta?
We got nothing else to talk about.
We went to the economy because with him being in Afghanistan, you know, the first thing I was like, so what's going on over there? 30,000 troops being, you know, because he's over there training. So it started off with gas and economy. And then I finally just started talking to him. It's like, so what's the deal? What are you doing?
So are you like mad at him? Are you open to him coming back in your life? Like, other than it being awkward conversation, like, how do you feel about it?
No, I'm not mad. I'm numb. Again, it's one of these things, and I had this conversation, and I actually brought Bert's name up in the car during the conversation. I was like, it's just something that you'll never grasp or understand. It's just part of your life. If you don't have a relationship with your family like this, then you can't really understand that you're not angry, you're not upset, you're not disappointed. It is just what it is. So that's kind of how I feel about it. My sister, I think, is a little angrier than I would be, and I'm more angry for her than I am for myself because she has two kids. He wasn't at her wedding.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, you should be at your daughter's wedding. You need to meet your two greatest nephews in the world. They're like excel in sports and they're smart. I mean, like she's.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm angry at that. But for myself, right. It's like, oh, if you want to do your crazy thing, do your thing. If you don't, you don't. I don't really care.
I think guys handle it differently. I mean, I spent a lot of time in therapy over this whole thing.
Yeah.
My therapist would probably say, I used to say the same thing that Rich is saying, that numbness is just you not really allowing yourself to be hurt by the whole thing.
Yeah, because women, we swim in emotion all the time. So to express how we feel about something is not a big deal. But I do think you have to get deep down in a guy for him to express it the same way. Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll change when you have kids if he's still not in your life?
Well, wait, I had that conversation with my sister because I told my sister, you need to call him. And she's like, you know, I've tried. He knows my number. He knows where I'm at. If he wants to get a hold of me, he can. She's like, but I'm not going to force him to be a father and chase after him for the rest of my life. She's like, I got to be my mom. I got to be a mom. And, you know, she takes it differently. She's not, I mean, she's upset with him, but she's like, I got to do my thing. If he wants to be dad, he can. Or as I'm like, you know, I'm going to continue to try to have him in my life, not because I care for him or I'm mad at him, but it's just like he is still my dad, and I feel like it's my obligation to at least be the bigger person and give him a phone call whether he deserves it or not.
Right.
So I'll always call him and say, hey, are you alive? Or I'll drop him an email, but I don't expect for us to like get together and, you know, have a father-son moment where we go have a beer and talk about that, because I've never had that anyway, so it's not something I miss.
Right.
I mean, I totally can understand what you're talking about. Yeah. You just continue to set the bar lower and lower and lower and lower until it's at a place where you're just like, this is all it is. You know, like I'm the same as you. Yeah. I got no desire and no ambition that I'm ever going to have play catch in the backyard with my dad. Just not who he is, man.
Yeah.
But eventually you just sort of accept that they're giving you what they can.
And you have made it a point to never, ever repeat those patterns, which I think is so amazing.
Yeah, it does change things, man. I'll tell you what, once you have kids, It really starts to jack with you just because you start to see the way that you were brought up. You start to see you doing the same things to your children, and that's when you're like, okay, I got to get some help here because I don't really like the way I am as a father, but it's the only thing I know.
Well, I've already seen – I actually told him that when we were talking because we actually started having a regular conversation, and it was probably the first real conversation I've had as an adult with him my entire life where we actually like – that's what's going on. He congratulated me because I just graduated from college finally. So, you know, he was telling me congratulations that now what are you going to do about work and responsibility? And but I told him that as I get older, I start to notice things about myself that remind me of him. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, when's it going to stop? Because like you say, when I have kids, am I going to start doing things, you know? And so I can imagine. So there's that part of me is already kind of coming out where I'm like, oh, man, he is my father. I am doing things kind of how he does them.
How does the conversation end with your dad? Because I know I'm always really fearful that my dad's going to end the conversation saying I love you, and I try to get off the phone faster than that can happen because I don't know how to respond to that.
Like, I think UPS is here. Gotta go. Okay, bye.
I like you too. I'm really trying to define exactly what our relationship is, but I really like you, Dad.
No, it's
just say that every time.
It's so professional. Like my dad is the military. It's like talking to a business partner's like, well, he's like about to get out of here. I got some things I got to take care of. So it was nice speaking with you. We should catch up again. Even the terminology he uses, it's like
formal.
He's writing like he wrote my sister a letter, and we seriously sat down and started laughing at how formal it was. He's like, you know, to be announced, the further yada yada, and it's you feel like you're reading a report for like your newest job you're about to get, or like you're applying for something. When the way he talks to you, he's just so military that it's almost comedic.
And he's never going to change.
No.
You can never ask him to change because he's just not capable of it, you know?
The plan is for him to move back to the States in the next year is what he says. And he's like, perhaps when I, you know, get back in the States, we can get, you know, meet up somewhere. And I'm just like, okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Do you have more fear that he'll actually move to the States? Because I used to get, like when my dad moved to Florida, I'm like, you're too close now. I'd rather you stay, you know,
on
the other
coast.
Side. Yeah.
Well, if he does, he's going to be living out in the West, probably in like Wyoming, because that's where his sister lives. So it's not going to be something where I can go down the street and see him anyway. But I'd be curious. I don't think he has it in him. I'm personally myself, he's gonna stay in the military, do military lifestyle until the day he dies.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he'd rather die doing that than do anything else. Right. He chose that over family and everything else. So it's just what he likes.
Man,
complicated, man. And these guys that come from healthy families, they can't. I mean. A cutoff for 3 years to you guys seems like it's unthinkable.
Well, it's foreign, but I mean, you talk about military. I know that my mother gave my father an ultimatum because he was a military man, and she said either we are a military couple or we have children. We're not going to do both. Mm-hmm. And so, because I think that she, you know, was worried about the same thing because the military can, you know,
It
will toughen you up and tell you whatever, you know, put you wherever they need you to go. So.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.